Can I ask you one final question? We're doing a book on the South. The premise, or the assertion, is that somehow it is different than the rest of the country, politically and governmentally and so on. In your 4 years of experience with the National Governor's Conference and other and around the country, are there really basic differences between the South and the other regions of the country?
There's probably a 5% difference in the number of people who would still be considered very conservative as opposed to the rest of the nation. But, you know, television and modern transportation has eliminated virtually all of that, the last vestige of those differences, except there are still certain things that are the result of our geography and of our culture that still exist, and some of it I hope always will. When people say, do you consider yourself a spokesman for the New South, I always say, well, I don't like to use the term New South. I like to use the emerging South or the maturing South, and I'm talking about economically and socially. But I never use the New South, because when you say New South, by implication, you're saying we've abandoned the Old South. And there are a lot of things about the Old South that are worth keeping. The rural nature of the South, for example. The intense concern of one person for another at the local level that has always been existent in the South. Those are good traditions, which I hope we never abandon. But philosophically, and politically, the South is very much like the rest of the nation. Even George McGovern got as many votes in Arkansas as he got in a lot of the other states outside the South.
Would you mind elaborating just a little bit on what you see as the emerging South?
Yes, when I say the emerging South, I'm talking about socially and economically. Socially, the blacks in the South are probably as well off right now. And certainly educationally, they're better off in the South than they are in many sections of the country. And the South will begin to bear the fruit of their education of the blacks. They're already beginning to reap the benefits of educating blacks. And two, economically, the South has rapidly becoming as viable as any other section of the country. The nice thing, the beautiful thing about the South is, you see, we have developed late industrially. And it's my hope that we're going to be able, before we industrialize much further, one, you know, we can be selective. We're trying to be selective in Arkansas right now. We're not just inviting any and everybody to come into this state that wants to come. Matter of fact, I'm not just inviting people into this state. Population growth is not one of the goals I've sought since I've been governor. We've increased our population by 6% in the last 2 years. And that's a little disturbing to me, because that creates special problems, and particularly in certain areas. But this is true all over the South. People are coming here because of a sort of a different lifestyle. And I'm referring specifically to Arkansas. There is a leisurely lifestyle. There's a strong work ethic in this state. But we have a leisurely, slow lifestyle that is very appealing to people who come from metropolitan urban areas of the Midwest and the Northeast. And they're coming here in great numbers. Industrially, they're coming for the same reasons. One, the South economically has advanced to the point where there are good markets for their products in the South now. And Levi Strauss, for example, just located one of their biggest distribution centers in the United States here in Little Rock, because they can reach all the markets in the South and Southwest from here. But, and of course, this adds to the economic growth of the state. So economically, last year, for example, Arkansas had a 17% increase in the percentage of its per capita income, the highest in the nation. I haven't checked the other states in the South, but I expect you'll find probably Georgia and Florida and maybe South Carolina were probably right in there pretty close to Arkansas as having tremendous increases in their percentage of capita income growth. So what I'm saying is the emerging South still has an opportunity to avoid a lot of pitfalls. And if we will take advantage of the experience that states such as New Jersey and Pennsylvania and California have had, we can maintain this rich natural heritage that we have and still accommodate our own people as well as those who come here and accommodate them with the same lifestyle that we have enjoyed in the past and hope we'll enjoy in the future. But land use planning has more benefits for the South than it does any other section because we have more land left to preserve. We're the last real frontiers as far as land is concerned.